All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at area code 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we're almost or basically hovering around the quarter pole in the 2017 Major League Baseball season. And there, of course, are some surprises and disappointments around the league. But I guarantee you that the other three quarters of the season will be exciting. You look at the American League East, and it has been a very interesting race so far with the New York Yankees sitting atop first place in the division. Baltimore is right there. They're just a half game behind the Yanks. Then you have the Boston Red Sox, four games back. The Tampa Bay Rays, four and a half back. And then you have the Toronto Blue Jays, who are sitting there eight games out of first place. And they're the only team right now that currently has a losing record in the AL East. You look at the Yankees and you look at the contributions that they are getting from some of their youngsters in their lineup, led by outfielder Aaron Judge, who is a legit AL MVP candidate at this point. And I think the biggest thing for the Yankees is going to be the pitching. I mean, the pitching so far, the starting pitching, has held up with the likes of Masahiro Tanaka, Michael Pineda, and CC Sabathia. But will they be able to get it for the entire season? That is going to be the biggest thing with the Yankees. I said it coming into the season because you knew that they were going to hit, especially with the additions of veterans such as Matt Holliday. It's just a matter of the Yankees getting that quality starting pitching throughout the season. You look at the Baltimore Orioles and you never, and I repeat, never count them out while they are under the guidance of manager Buck Showalter, who is one of the best to have ever done it. You look at the Boston Red Sox and the tools are there. Of course, they still have yet to get David Price on the mound this season. And I look at the Red Sox, they have one of the better offenses in baseball. They just need to be consistent. You'll have one game where they'll score 10 or 11 runs, and then for the next two or three games, it will only be three runs. And especially when you have an ace out there like Chris Sale, you want to go out there and give him that run support, get him comfortable, because you know once he gets a three or four run lead, he's going to shut things down. The Tampa Bay Rays are always going to be pesky. And then you look at the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, they were a playoff team last year, but you know, the injury bug got them early. They had some losses in free agency with the likes of Edwin Encarnacion, and you know, they stumbled to begin the season. But Toronto has been playing better of late, and I think throughout this season, they are definitely going to have their hand in who wins this division. Now, a surprise in the AL Central is the fact that the Minnesota Twins are in first place. They're currently tied with the Cleveland Indians for the top spot in that division. And you look at the Twins, this was a team that was abysmal last year, but they have really turned it around for manager Paul Molitor. And plain and simple, they go out there on a nightly basis and just leave it out there on the field. And anytime you can put nine guys out there on a diamond and do just that, typically you're going to get positive results. You look at the Indians, who are right there. The Detroit Tigers are one and a half game back. You have the White Sox, who have been playing pretty decent. They're just three games back. And then you have the Kansas City Royals, who are five and a half back. Then you shift over to the AL West, and this is a big surprise. I expected the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers to duke it out for first place in this division this season. But you look at the Astros and you look at the tear that they have been on to start this season, the best record in baseball. And then, of course, shockingly, they were swept over the weekend at home at the hands of Cleveland Indians. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Astros can get back on track, while that definitely has to be a shot in the arm for the Indians. You look at the Angels, who are seven games back, and they are at 500, while both the Oakland Athletics and Seattle Mariners are under 500 right now, and they are well out behind the Astros for first place in this division. Now, shifting over to the National League, and you look at the NL East, and the Washington Nationals have themselves a very comfortable lead in the NL East, as they are the only team within that division right now that currently has a winning record. You have the Atlanta Braves, who are 7 games back of the Nats, while the New York Mets are in third place. They are 7.5 games out. And then, of course, the Philadelphia Phillies are 10 out. And then the Miami Marlins are 11 out. At some point, you know, the Mets have to get healthy because they have been snake bitten by the injury bug this season. And I mean, the Mets have the talent, as opposed to everybody else in this division, to give the Nationals a push for the top spot. But the thing with the Mets, can they get healthy? You look at the injuries to Noah Syndergaard, Yoenis Cespedes, Lucas Duda just came back. Travis d'Arnaud, their starting catcher, is out right now. And of course, Jerry's Familiar, their closer. And at some point, the Mets have to get healthy and they have to get going. And what we've seen from this club over the last few years is that they are a second half team in the season. So if the Mets can somehow just find a way to hang around, they could make things interesting. Now, over in the NL Central, the big surprise has to be the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers are in first place right now, while the Chicago Cubs, the defending world champions, are in third place, and they are 2 games back. And I look at it like this: the Cubs basically cakewalked through this division last year, and that is not the case this year. You look at an improved St. Louis Cardinals team. We talked about the Brewers, and of course, the hot start of Eric Thames at the plate, and you knew St. Louis is going to play harder. The Cincinnati Reds are playing harder as well, and it's not going to be as easy this time around for the Chicago Cubs, as they are definitely going to have to roll up their sleeves and get dirty if they want to win this division and get back to the postseason. Then you're looking at the NL West, and surprisingly, the Colorado Rockies are in first place, while the Arizona Diamondbacks are in second. They're tied with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And at some point, I think the Dodgers are going to be able to kick it up to another notch and simply take control of that division. But right now, you look at the hot start by the Colorado Rockies, and more importantly, they are getting the pitching. And you look at the Arizona Diamondbacks, Zach Greinke is pitching like the Zach Greinke that the Diamondbacks expected him to be when they gave him that big free agent contract a few years ago. We know that the San Francisco Giants are going to be fighting an uphill battle this year once they lost starting pitching Madison Bumgarner, while the San Diego Padres, it is simply not looking good for them. Now, I want to look at some individual surprises here, and I got to say Aaron Judge. I mean, this guy is a legit AL MVP candidate. And then on the NL side, you look at the play of veteran first baseman Ryan Zimmerman for the Washington Nationals, as he is flirting with hitting for the Triple Crown this season. I talked about Eric Thames. Dallas Keuchel is off to a strong start as a starting pitcher for the Houston Astros, and a surprise with Irvin Santana with the Minnesota Twins. Now, I'm looking at some disappointing teams right here, and for me, it's the Cubs, the Blue Jays, the Mets, the Giants, and the Rangers. All 5 of these teams made the postseason last year, but that is not the case right now. You look at the Cubs, and they just have to accept the fact that they have a target on their back right now. Everybody was patting them on their back during the offseason, telling them how good they are. But guess what? The other 29 teams in Major League Baseball, they want to go out there and they want to get what the Cubs have. And at some point, the Cubs have to get clicking and get going. You look at the Blue Jays, and I talked about how they need to get healthy. Of course, no Josh Donaldson right now. I've talked about the Mets injuries, talked about the Giants losing Madison Bumgarner. And you look at the Texas Rangers. They were down in the dumps for a while, and they did get hot. They won 10 in a row. And they are going to be the biggest threat to the Houston Astros in the AL West for the remainder of the season. I think this divisional race between the Astros and the Rangers will get closer, and I think it's going to only enhance the rivalry that these two teams have within the Lone Star State. I talked about some of the surprises. You look at the Astros, and this team is simply playing with house money, but at the same time, you know, they've had some key acquisitions with the likes of bringing in veteran catcher Brian McCann, as they acquired him from the New York Yankees, and then a veteran hitter like Carlos Beltran as well. I talked about the Rockies and Diamondbacks, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can keep it up, as well as the Minnesota Twins in the AL Central. Now, of course, there is still a plethora of time between now and MLB's trade deadline, which is at the beginning of August. But you got to wonder who's going to be sellers. I look at the Kansas City Royals, and this is a team that has the potential to be a seller because, of course, the Royals are a small market team. But, you know, they have a lot of their guys who are coming up for contracts. And, of course, these are key guys in helping Kansas City win the World Series back in 2015. I look at the Blue Jays, the Mets, and the Giants. Now, I think the powers that be for those respective teams are going to give guys the opportunity to get off the disabled list and get healthy and see what type of team that they have before they decide to wave the white flag. But at some point, I think the Jays, the Mets, and the Giants all have the potential to get going. And at some point, I do think the Miami Marlins will be a seller because they have simply not lived up to expectations this year. And I think they are still stuck in the mud following the untimely passing of starting pitcher Jose Fernandez last September. Now, I look at some teams that are ready to make a surge, and I look at the Boston Red Sox. They simply just have to get more consistent with their offense. You look at the Jays, at some point, they're going to get healthy because there's too much talent on that team. The same can be said for the Detroit Tigers. They're a veteran club, just like the Rangers are, just like the Mets are, just like the Cubs and the Dodgers. I think all of these teams who have the potential to win a World Series will get going once the weather gets warmer, and especially after the All-Star break. I think these teams are going to be ready to go. I know that we still have some time between now and the All-Star break, but I still think there is still plenty of exciting baseball on tap. So, folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.